Chapter 1. January 3rd, 1864. A Winter Wedding. Mayhem poured out from the Beebe House dining hall as Millie peeked in and sucked down a breath. Oh, law! The hall was crowded with every man, woman, and child who lived in Idaho Springs. The townsfolk were packed shoulder to shoulder, as tight as a can of sardines, with children hanging from the rafters and men hollering as they sipped from their flasks. Everyone was dressed in their Sunday best. The men in faded flannel, patched buckskin, high ankle boots, and slouch hats, while the women wore sprigged calico dresses with paisley shawls. They were all waiting for her to marry Dominic Droulard. Or more likely, for the free meal after the ceremony. Millie backed into the shadows and leaned against the rough wall, taking several deep breaths. Icy air seeped through the holes between the boards as her stomach fluttered and her heart raced. She wanted to marry Dom. She loved him. But did she really know him? Just minutes ago, Widow Ferris had burst into her dressing room and insinuated Dom had a secret in his past. Something so appalling he'd paid Mr. Ferris blackmail gold to keep it quiet. Millie had heard that many of the men who'd come west during the Pike's Peak gold rush were running from something. But surely not Dom.